Tesla is seeking to raise more than $2 billion through a stock and bond sale.
The challenge for Tesla has been this balance of wanting to prove that it is really a standalone company and it matured to the point where it didn't need to be going out and raising constantly to fund its ambitious growth.
Plus, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Attorney General William Barr lied to Congress. And President Trump says he won't nominate Stephen Moore to the Federal Reserve's Board of Governors. This is What's News from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. Before we talk more about Tesla, here are some other top stories we're following today. Democrats are accusing Attorney General William Barr of lying to Congress after he testified before the Senate Judiciary Committee in defense of his handling of the Mueller report. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says he's misled lawmakers in several appearances on Capitol Hill.
He lied to Congress. He lied to Congress. If anybody else did that, it would be considered a crime. Nobody is above the law, not the President of the United States and not the Attorney General.
Wall Street Journal reporter Natalie Andrews has more details from Capitol Hill.
Democrats are accusing Attorney General William Barr of lying to them because of a testimony he gave on April 9th in the House where he said he did not know about complaints from the special counsel about his handling of the rollout of the report. But now we know that Mr. Mueller raised concerns in March 25th and March 27th letter to the Attorney General about how the Attorney General had characterized his report in a four-page summary that was sent to Congress. And we know that the two talked on the phone, and Democrats are really seeing this as Mr. Barr not being forthcoming and not revealing to Congress what he knew about how Mr. Mueller felt.
Attorney General Barr was scheduled to testify before the House Judiciary Committee on Thursday, but his appearance was canceled after a disagreement over the format of the hearing. President Trump says conservative commentator Stephen Moore has withdrawn his name from consideration for a position on the Federal Reserve's Board of Governors. Thursday's reversal came less than 2 hours after Moore told the Wall Street Journal and other outlets that he would not withdraw, after several Republican senators expressed concerns about his possible nomination, raising questions about his comments on women and his views of the Fed. He's the second potential nominee the president was considering to withdraw from the process. Former GOP presidential candidate Herman Cain had also faced criticism from Republicans, but said he bowed out because the salary for the job, more than $183,000 a year, wasn't enough. The U.S. Senate fell short in its effort to end U.S. support for the Saudi-led war in Yemen. President Trump had vetoed a congressional resolution to end America's role in the conflict last month. On Thursday, the Senate failed to override that veto. 53 senators voted in favor of overriding and 45 opposed. A two-thirds majority was needed to override the veto. Electric car company Tesla is seeking to raise as much as $2.3 billion through a stock and bond sale. The effort comes after Tesla suffered one of its worst quarterly losses ever, with its cash on hand falling by more than 40% to $2.2 billion. Joining me now via Skype from San Francisco with more details is Wall Street Journal reporter Tim Higgins. Tim, Tesla CEO Elon Musk had signaled during last month's earnings call a new willingness to consider raising capital, which marked something of a reversal for him. What can you tell us about the company's current plans to raise money?
Yeah, Elon Musk has really been against the idea of raising more money. The plan, as he'd laid it out, was that the company would start to produce the Model 3, the compact sedan, at a rate that they could start selling them and generating the money the company would need for its ambitious growth plans and wouldn't need to raise money. And that's been kind of a key pillar that he's kind of laid out there for a while. But the first quarter didn't turn out the way that the company expected and really was a lot worse than analysts had anticipated and ate into a big chunk of that cash. So it yet again created this pressure point on the company about where their cash was going to be at the end of coming quarters and would they have enough money without raising again. So Elon's new willingness to raise money in this effort to raise $2.3 billion should alleviate some of those concerns in the near term. And if Tesla's projections are correct, that they'll become cash flow positive again and start to turn a profit in the third and fourth quarter, then you could really start to see kind of a turning down of that pressure.
What has Tesla said about fixing the problems it had regarding deliveries of the Model 3 in the first quarter? We did hear on that earnings call that Tesla doesn't expect a profit in the second quarter. You mentioned that they do expect in the third and fourth. But what about those delivery problems?
The challenge in the first quarter was that Tesla has one assembly factory, and that's in California. And it was sending the Model 3 to Europe and China for the first time. And it ran into more delays than it anticipated and weren't able to get the cars into customers' hands, which really hurt them. And the fact that they were delayed, it just adds the cost to the company. So one of the things the company is going to be doing differently is changing the cadence of how it builds its vehicles. For the longest period of time, it's been unique in this idea that it spends the first half of the quarter building vehicles for overseas, and then the last half of the quarter building cars for more locally, California and that sort of thing, so it can ship them directly. And, you know, that was kind of the cadence they're doing. Now they're saying they're going to kind of spread the build out throughout the quarter so they don't get these huge bunches, bunch ups at the end of the period like they did in the first quarter. So that's one way that they expect to change things going forward.
And investors have raised questions over Tesla's profitability. How are they responding to the new plan to raise more than $2 billion through a stock and bond sale? Is that alleviating concerns?
Analysts had anticipated that the company would raise money last year and have been saying for a while that it was going to need to raise money. The challenge for Tesla has been this balance of wanting to prove that it is really a standalone company and had matured to the point where it didn't need to be going out and raising constantly to fund its ambitious growth. And then the flip side, it has this huge growth plan that it wants to do that costs a lot of money. And the auto industry is one that chews up cash very quickly and is evident in the first quarter here. Yeah, when things don't go to plan, it can get real dicey very quickly.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Tim Higgins joining us via Skype from San Francisco with the latest on Tesla. Thanks so much, Tim. Now onto some more headlines from the Wall Street Journal. Walmart is trying a new tack to keep labor costs down while retaining workers and raising wages. The nation's largest employer is testing a new employee structure, using fewer mid-level managers in about 100 stores, as well as increasing pay and responsibilities for those roles. The changes come as Walmart restructures its workforce to better compete with Amazon. The Wall Street Journal reports that Verizon is seeking a buyer for the blogging website Tumblr. Tumblr is part of Verizon Media Group, previously known as Oath, which includes websites and online services under the umbrella of Yahoo and AOL. Yahoo acquired Tumblr for more than $1 billion in 2013, but the site has struggled to bring in significant revenue. And finally, farm animals may be the next frontier of facial recognition technology. The McKinsey Global Institute says the technology could be used to help track the health of herds and reduce waste. But animals have been proving a bit of a challenge, from kicking equipment out of the way to moving too much to get a clear image. To read more about the foibles of testing facial recognition technology on animals, head to our website, WSJ.com. That's what's news for this Thursday afternoon. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.